that's really a key to success of your relationship, I think. I mean, particularly when you've gone through the Brooks being in the position of doing the intimate scenes, the sexy scenes in films. A lot of people are embarrassed even to have a conversation with their own mother or father about something like this. So here you're a mother and daughter who are able to be so open about it that it goes on the screen, and yet that openness is never celebrated. The thing that is criticized is, in fact, that you're exploiting Brooke, that she's too young. So how do you deal with the whole range of thinking that Brooke Shields is the first of a whole bunch of baby models who are selling things through their sexuality and they're only 10, 12, 11 years old? How do you defend that?
Well, first of all, I really don't feel I should defend it.
Well, if someone attacks you or criticizes you, that's what I mean.
Because I hope to continue on with Brooke, and she feels willing also. I just think it has to be channeled in the right way. I think this exploitation, so to speak, that we all have read and heard about or talk about, I think people get off on a young girl looking more mature in commercials for one particular reason. And I think that reason is that not only can they see total innocence, which is definitely there, and two, they have the sexy child too. They have the sexy person that appeals to them.
Yeah, and it's a forbidden fruit.
Yes, and yet it's all wrapped up in one. And that is really appetizing.
Well, listen, if I say, and this has happened to me, and I say, you know, I really like Brooke Shields. I'm like, you know, I like you, and we're friends, and I like you, and it's wonderful. And somebody will say, you can get arrested for that, and I hate that.
Oh,
and I say, what are you talking about?
It's what they're thinking
of, you know?
Right.
It's what they're thinking of, and that's what I keep coming back. It's like in the film, Peter Sellers' film, Being There, where Chance is a simple-minded gardener, and it's the thinking of other people that's projected on him that gives him the characteristics that they like. In this case, it's either they like or they don't like.
Or is always reading into something.
You know, as bad as a lot of people want to make us out to be, I think we're doing a great thing for the teenagers out there, especially. Brooke showing an example as to what she's really like through people like you both having her on the show, one, through the fan mail, which is, to me, one of the most important factors in her career. Getting through to the people that way. Getting letters from hundreds and hundreds of people saying that for 6 years they've been writing, celebrities have never gotten as much as a postcard. And Brooke right now, being the age she is it's probably going to be a little bit more tough for her now because she is setting an example for the teenagers out there who want to fashion themselves after her. And I think she's going to do an excellent job. And
I've got a good chance to
find a good shoe.